you go. And God wants you guys to be happy. Is every day a happy day? Is every moment on earth going to be happy? No, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you guys are young. You guys are courageous. You guys are strong. I remember when Kayla didn't have no kids, and she was crying because the pregnancy test wasn't there. Now Kayla's got all the boys she needs, in Jesus' name. Amen? You guys
be
might
be careful what you ask for.
You guys,
might get it.
You guys might think, is it too hard for God to get me a car when I get a driver's license? Nothing is too hard for God. Is it too hard for me to go to the college and do what God puts in my heart, do something good? Is it too hard for me to have a nice life? No, it's not too hard, God's saying. But I'm going to touch us. One, two, three. Lord, I pray for Kayla because she's got all them boys. I pray for finances to come from the east, west, south, and north. I pray for you to perfect everything that concerns her in her life, in her ministry, in her marriage, in her family, Lord, in her surrounding family.
Finances.
Lord, finances especially come from the east, west, south, and north. Father God, jobs. Everybody that lives out there with Kayla, I call in supernatural jobs, supernatural money, finances made on the computer, God. I just pray right now, Lord, that the best isn't for the drug addicts. The best isn't for the meth dealers. The best is for Kayla and Mikey and their household and everybody in this church. Oh, Lord, this girl can sing, Lord. She can sing. She can worship. She can play sports. She can do all those things. You didn't give her a good family, Lord, so she couldn't do good. She can do exceedingly, abundantly above all she asks, Lord. All she wants. You're putting power inside of her to do those things. And Lord, I just see all A's. I see all the best grades, all the best scholarships, all the best championships, everything good in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. This kid, Lord.
You all stretch your hands this way.
Who wouldn't love Kimber Carter, Lord God? I plead the blood of Jesus over her, over her family, over her mama, Lord, over every aspect of her life and her future. I plead the blood of Jesus over her schooling, Lord. I pray that every grade is increased, Lord, that you make everything come easy, Lord God. When these guys sing and worship, that, Lord, the Spirit of God moves through them and revival hits the church, Lord God. But revival hits their hearts, first of all, God. And all the things Kimber's believing God for and all these guys are believing for that we don't know nothing about, I ask you to move. Move in Jesus Christ's precious name. Supernatural protection on all of these three. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Kelly, come on up here. Now, I want to ask you, I want to say to you girls, while Kelly's coming up here, my prayer for each and every one of you is to see that what you're doing here is helping somebody else. You don't have to be a certain age. You don't have to be. You just have to have a certain kind of a heart. And you just take it from me. Each one of you girls has that kind of heart. It's beautiful. Now, let me ask you something, Kimber. We have Pastor Kay up here. If you could have her pray for anything for you right now, what would it be?
Do good in school and just I don't know. Just
that's
over
good.
Everything.
Pray for her, hon.
Father in heaven, I thank you right now for Kimber, and Lord, there's not another one like her. And God, I ask you right now, Lord, there's things that maybe she didn't even want to say as we asked her that question, but Father, you know it. And so, God, everything that's in this heart, Lord, I thank you that you've taken up her case right now. Every concern, every little thought that she thinks, well, what if this or what if that? Lord, I thank you that you've already taken care of every single thing, Lord, from the beginning to the end. And God, I thank you that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And so, Lord, I thank you, God, that all every day of Kimber's life,
yes,
Lord, that you are perfecting that
yes,
which
Father.
Concerns her. Lord,
yes,
I thank
Father.
You for that hedge of protection that you
yes.
placed over her. And God, I ask that you would saturate her life and saturate her heart with who you
yes,
are.
God.
God, every day that she is on the face of the earth, Lord, I thank you that it's a blessed day because she's in it. And Lord, I just speak to this self-image, Lord, and I thank you that it is in line with the word of God. And Lord, just as Esther was put in her generation for such a time as this.
There it is.
Lord, so is Kimber.
The Holy Spirit just showed up here.
So is Kimber. For this generation, for such a time as this, and God, you use her in a mighty, mighty way. Lord, I thank you that she's a powerful woman. Lord, not a weak woman, but God, you've made her powerful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, Sophie, if you could have Pastor Kay pray anything right now, what would you have her pray? Just speak it in that microphone.
Doing what I would try to do.
Did y'all hear that? What a great... They didn't hear it. Say it louder.
That I would succeed in what I try to do.
Amen. I'm in agreement with that. That, Sophie, these girls are one in a million. Each one of them would succeed in what she puts her hand to. Right, sweetie? Yeah. Pastor Kay, everybody stretch your hands this way and believe God for something to happen up here.
Father, I thank you for my Sophie girl. And Lord, she reminds me of Ruth. And so, God, I thank you for that undeniable leadership that she has up inside of her. And God, I thank you, Lord, that she's a strong girl and that she grows up to be a strong woman. Lord, she's able to think for herself. And God, I ask right now that you would give her your mind and your heart. Lord, help her to see far beyond her years, Lord. Give her that wisdom, Lord, that it takes to be successful. Sophie, success does not come by chance. It doesn't come by, it comes from God. There's no other avenue that success comes from. It's from God. And so, Lord, I thank you for wisdom right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you that when she needs to say no, God, she says no. Lord, when she needs to say yes, God, she says yes. And Lord, let her yes be yes and her no be no. And Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, that you have put that hedge of protection over her. And God, you see what she's asked for. She's asked that what she does succeeds. And so, God, I ask right now that her choices line up with the word of God. Because, Lord, if they do, they will succeed. And we thank you right now. And God, I just thank you for her. I know that she's going to do amazing things. And I thank you for these hands of hers. Everything that she touches, I say, prospers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, Kay. We got another Kay up here. What would you have Kelly right now pray for you? Sam's prayed some things over here. But you might have something special just for Kelly to pray.
I would like to finish her day in the Bible and YouTube, and I would like God to show me how to lead in that aspect, because lately I've just felt like I don't know what to do next. But I want to see growth. I want to see revival in their hearts like we've seen in the past.
You're a little weary. You do many things. You're a great mom, and I don't know, I hope nobody's telling you that you're not, because you are a great mother, okay? Amen? Wow. And Kelly, however that you just heard her, pray for her, and then we're going to take communion, everybody.
Well, I can tell you that as a leader, as we get what we want others to have, that comes through us, and it's... So, Lord, right now, just as she's asked for revival, God, I ask that it start right here. In Jesus' name, Lord, the revival that she craves, Lord, let it start right here, because, Kayla, that's where it starts, sweetheart. And so, Lord, this heart has asked for revival. This youth pastor has asked for revival. And so, God, put that spark up in there. Every bit of discouragement right now, I call it out in Jesus' name, and I expose it for what it is. It's from the devil. And so the devil is the author of confusion, and God is not the author of confusion. So right now, I speak to discouragement, and I tell it to come out. I tell it to be bound up and go right back to hell where it came from. And Lord, I thank you that a peaceful mind is coming over Kayla right now. And God, the revival that she craves, Lord, I thank you that it starts inside of her. God, everything that's a discouragement, Lord, I thank you that you're using those discouraging things to help her. And Kayla, not everything that we go through that we don't like, isn't God uses it all.
Yeah.
He uses it all. So don't let them discourage you. Let it get you to that other side of it, because that's not everything in life is easy.
Right.
And we grow when it's difficult.
Yeah. Make an altar or come to the altar. We're about to take communion, everybody. By the way, this is a special service where the gifts flow, including praying the prayer language. You take this side, Sam. Get this up there. Get this side, Sam. Thank you, brother. As you get your emblem, Jesus said, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus said, I'm the manna that came down from heaven. So this emblem, this Eucharist, this body of the Lord Jesus represents supply in your life. If there's an area of your life where you need supply, when you get your emblem, please stand up and tell the Lord, just between you and the Lord, why you're standing. And if you've got everything and you don't need to be standing, well, don't stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.